The woman you love cuts apples for you. This takes place in London with a beautiful woman cutting apples. The woman you love cuts apples for you and stirs them in sea salt and vinegar. She takes a drag from her silk cut, eases again through the fruit's flesh, the blade stopping short of her thumb. You are both sweating at the shoulder, East Ham's hottest summer, and you realize these aren't the times to come to poetry. You have everything you need. Your father's bone-hard stare can't reach across the Atlantic, so you save yourself for another day, because there is this woman slicing apples, stirring them in vinegar, reminding you of an afternoon 25 years ago when you knelt with your brothers at your mother's feet to pluck apple slices from a small basin pinched between her legs. And one of you would lift that bowl, almost completely empty, except for a sour, clouded liquid and a few seeds shifting at the bottom. You'd just taste it first. But soon, you're handing it from brother to brother, gulping lungfuls of that tart cider. You'd sweat, sniffle, gasp, chug till your lips turn white and numb. And before you went out into those Jersey streets, you'd rinse your chin, you'd soap your hands, because the girls would hold their breath for every reason and stink on your fingers and neck. You won't dare tell anyone you've learned to love the taste of something so strange, until this woman cuts apples for you in vinegar, and the familiar fumes fill your nostrils and gullet. She will lift the bowl to drink. She'll twist her face and laugh when she offers it. And you will drink, and she will drink, and you will drink again. She will kiss your cut knuckle. She'll kiss your eyes. Of course, the vinegar stings. It's the hottest summer ever in London. And you and the woman you love fall asleep side by side like this, reeking and unwashed, breathing in each other's dreams of broken skin.